Welcome to the Meditations and Strategies for Rockstar Resilience. Today's session is called Overcoming Heartbreak. Frequently I'm asked how hypnosis or meditation can be helpful for overcoming a breakup or a broken heart. Well, hypnosis can be a useful tool because it is a quiet state of reflection that can help us to treasure the experiences we've had in the past and allow us to have a period of focused concentration to make healthy decisions about the future and the emotional associations that we have with it. And this is like meditation, which is also important because the more you can be pruning away the thoughts of the past that might have been a source of stress, well, then as you are pruning away those thought connections, you are preventing those neural networks from firing. And this benefit becomes all the more enhanced when you consider what you can now be sprouting and focusing on, which is much better for you, so that your brain can begin wiring in new concepts and ideas that supports your growth. Now, a time of heartbreak can be a time of physical fatigue and emotional unease. It's also a process time of stillness of the mind and body, as both are mentally and physically healing. Now, hypnosis is not a magical state. It's a natural state of mind that everybody goes into roughly 7 times a day or so. So in life, you're either awake, asleep, or somewhere in between. In a theta level of brain functioning, and we're going to go there in a moment, one is relaxed and open to new lessons and to using the creative part of the mind to move forward. Now, when we're going into this theta brainwave state, you may hear every word that I say, or you may drift and dream and float. Either way is okay. Now, hypnosis is a learning process where the subconscious mind experiences the lessons that are important, and it doesn't matter if you pay close attention to each word or let the conscious mind relax and experience its own direction. Inside of yourself, you intuitively have the answers that will be the most helpful. So hypnosis is a process that simply draws upon these truths. Now, up to this point, your conscious mind has focused on your past experience of loss and your feelings of a heavy heart. However, your subconscious mind has also stored the many experiences that you have enjoyed or learned from. And this is a wonderful truth. The past is gone and cannot be changed, and you are entering a new and positive and powerful new chapter of your life. You are now able to move forward in your life, drawing strength and happiness from the wonderful positive memories that you have experienced. You are able to move away from your conscious mind's thoughts of despair and experience wonderful feelings of new hope. Now, one might ask how this is possible. Well, in this state of relaxation, your mind is open to new ideas and creativity, and you can enjoy the feelings of healing and serenity that come from experiencing this hypnotically relaxing state of being. In this state of relaxation, you're not merely sitting in a chair or a sofa or lying down or listening while in bed. You have already taken positive action to move forward by doing something different. It is perfectly normal to feel intense feelings following a breakup, a separation, or a tragic loss, and these are not bad feelings or wrong emotions. What is of primary importance is learning how to turn down the voices of depression or despair and turn up the positive volume of hope that exists inside of you. Now, imagine that there are 2 different switches or sliders or dials or radio knobs in your mind. You might even want to give them their own little distinct color. Now imagine that one dial controls negative, stressful emotions, and the other controls positive feelings. Since you have the ability to imagine this in your mind, you also have the ability to adjust the volume of depression and despondency and despair, or whatever those stressful emotions are, and turn it down. And just imagining so might cause your body to become a little lighter. You might feel already a bit of a difference. Now, as you're imagining turning down that dial, you can do so while turning up the volume of hope and progress and expansion and growth. In fact, as you relax, imagine that you are turning down the volume of everything associated to that breakup, and then turn it down so low that it's barely even a whisper. And notice that as the negative volume decreases, you experience the positive sensation of drifting into a deeper, relaxing trance. And notice your awareness of the natural ability you have to turn up the volume of hope and acceptance in your mind and in your life. Now, acceptance does not imply that we like something. It simply means that we accept that things are the way they are at this moment. Acceptance means being able to see the present as it is and to simply move forward from this point. You are doing very well. Now, it is amazing how we have a natural tendency that allows us to accept today as it is and move forward. We don't have to give up our past experiences, but simply move forward into a new chapter of life. Imagine that as you turn up the volume of hope and acceptance, you are also automatically turning a page in your progress as a healthy, happy person. And although you don't have a crystal ball or the ability to see what life will bring, you do have the capacity to see what is good inside of you now and in these next chapters of your life. Your subconscious mind knows your strengths and the goodness that you carry towards other people. So you can project yourself out into the future, later today, tomorrow, 1 month from now, 5 years from now, 10 years into the future, even 20 years into the future. And people that are able to really bounce back and overcome adversity of every kind do so by having not just a life purpose, but having a long-term vision. Now, you are healing your heart with new experiences and engaging in life in a way that draws on your strengths. And you are drawing on your ability to build affectionate relationships with friends and others who will become important to you. You're doing wonderful. It is amazing how in just a few short minutes you have already learned to still the mind and body and move towards acceptance. Even if you are not certain of exactly what this new chapter of your life holds, you are certain that it will be an exciting, interesting adventure that allows you to recognize how amazing you can grow, especially now at the background of what you've already learned. But rather, because you know the intrinsic natural truth, even if you are not certain of exactly what this new chapter of your life holds, you are certain that it will be an exciting, interesting adventure that allows you to recognize how amazing you can grow, especially now at the background of what you've already learned. Rather, because you know the intrinsic natural truth in the words of these affirmations. And at this very moment, you can begin to feel a sense of hope that grows into a positive feeling of wellness and wholeness in your heart. Some might notice a tear in their eye, while some may take a moment to weep before moving forward. Others may simply reflect quietly with a smile. And there is no right or wrong way to experience what is important to you here. It's only important that you allow yourself to continue this process of healing by internalizing these affirmations and suggestions and seeking progress and solutions as you are stretching your expansion forward. Whatever was on your back or on your mind or even on the back of your mind or however you were stuck, it's still worth going deep inside to recognize that you have worth and value. From this point forward, you will strongly be able to display your value and worth by feeling your best emotionally and physically. In fact, you may even feel a flicker or a twinge of energy at this point, and that is your internal worth and value moving to the surface. It is just waiting to be shared with others in new experiences. Perfect. You have a new desire to move forward in life without forgetting the past, but instead seeing how your experiences can benefit others. You will seek out people to build shared experiences with, whether friendships or romances, and you will embrace your ability to share with others in the future. You recognize that life is inherently risky, and that is okay, because risk does not need to bring fear. Rather, it can bring a sense of adventure. Now, when you are ready today, tomorrow, or at some point in the future, you will prepare yourself to take risks by being open and sharing with others the things that are an important part of you. And you recognize the internal strengths that you possess in your character and personality. Perhaps you are loyal, kind, courteous, generous, helpful, resourceful, or passionate. Maybe you are thoughtful, genuine, caring, encouraging, motivating, uplifting, cheerful, or organized. You may be thrifty, creative, sensitive, courageous, or punctual. You may even have other internal character strengths that I didn't mention. Now, everyone has positive strengths, and you will remind yourself of these strengths that you possess each day when you wake up. As you let your mind and body continue to relax, you can congratulate yourself for taking a profound step toward healing by entering the next important chapter of your life. And you can do this by forgiving yourself or forgiving others for mistakes of the past. Now turn the page towards the future by practicing the principles of this hypnosis session. And notice all kinds of wonderful things and wildest dreams that you can be conjuring up. That's right, you're doing perfect. Now take a moment to allow your innermost thoughts to cement the decision to move forward and enjoy the stillness of the mind. You know that from this point forward, hope, cheer, and happiness will be the norm. Now continue to turn the dial of depression and despair down to the lowest volume and increase the natural volume of happiness, acceptance, and hope with the other positive dial in your mind. And then let all of these wonderful feelings amplify and circulate through your body and through all your systems with even greater vigor so that you can be experiencing and enhancing this state of being more and more every time that you listen to this audio. And I'm not certain if when you're listening to this for perhaps the third or the fourth time, when you're realizing for the first time just how incredibly valuable and resilient you really are. Now allow yourself to relax and remain focused and at ease, allowing all of this to integrate more with all of your systems and body so that you can come out of trance anytime you're ready.